With universities being pushed to create more job-ready graduates or risk losing out on funding, the federal government has flagged the mining industry as an area they should be targeting. But at the moment, unis are struggling to attract more than a handful of school leavers to their mining courses, and one academic worries young people see it as an industry without a future. Political reporter Alexandra Beach has more.
The average pay of a mining industry employee is around $140,000 a year. University of New South Wales Professor Paul Hagen says graduates are showered with lucrative job offers often before they've completed their degree. But despite that, enrolments have slowed to a trickle, and they don't really know why.
This is a question we've been asking ourselves for the last couple of years.
In 2013, 127 students enrolled in their courses. This year, there's 11, and last year, there were just 8.
We think there's a perception that they don't think the mining industry is a major player, is going to have a future, and so on. And so therefore, they don't see it as desirable to undertake study in your program, which may have a limited life.
The West seems to be having the same problem. Enrolments at Curtin University's WA School of Mines dropped 70% in the past 5 years, leading it to propose up to 9 redundancies among academic staff earlier this year. In a statement, the university says things are improving, and there are now 209 students enrolled in the second semester of its mining engineering course, a 15% increase on this time last year. The chief executive of the Minerals Council of Australia, Tanya Constable, says this is a problem at universities across the nation, but she's hoping this year will mark a turning point.
We've seen a modest recovery, around about 17% in enrolments for the first year across a number of universities, and that's been a massive improvement on where we've been in the last few years.
This week, the Federal Education Minister Dan Tehan met with university vice-chancellors to run through a possible new model for university funding grants. He'd like to link the amount of money a uni receives to how many of its graduates are getting jobs.
My hope is that what it will mean is that universities will engage with industry, will look at where the job market in Australia is going.
Tanya Constable from the Minerals Council says she'd welcome a move to a performance-based system for funding universities, in the hope that would motivate unis to attract and train the workforce the industry desperately needs.
We have a shortage already of mining engineers in Australia, and we have to draw from an overseas workforce. Of course, our industry would prefer to have Australians for the jobs that we have available here.
But Andrew Norton, the Grattan Institute's Higher Education Program Director, says performance-based university funding might not fix the problem anyway.
Well, the problem is that total university funding is still going to be going down in real terms, and so I very much doubt universities will have the capacity to significantly increase enrolments in mining engineering.
The Minerals Council warns if things don't improve, it will mean a big hit for Australia's economy.
Alexandra Beach reporting.